Okay? So we were talking about equalizing, exchanging self for others, and we had started on this 9-point meditation of equalizing self and others. And so the first 3 points we covered before, they're from the perspective of others, you know, that everybody wants happiness equally, ourself and others, that in terms of beggars, it wouldn't be right to give to some and not to others, because everybody's equal. And similarly with patients, people or ill people who are sick, it wouldn't be right to help some and ignore others, because they're all equal in suffering. Okay? Then the next set of three are focused more on ourself. And so here the first one is that everybody's been kind to us in this life, previous lives, and will be kind to us in future lives. And this is the point that I think it's very, very valuable for us to spend a great deal of time on this. Yeah? So obviously I can't go through it in detail in a short talk, but to really, you know, do it, do this meditation repeatedly and in depth, because it completely changes how you feel about the world and your place in it. Yeah, totally changes that. Because most of us feel, like in Al's poetry, that somebody else gets the big piece of cake and we get left out in one way or another. Yeah, and when we really sit down and think about how our life depends on every other living being who has been kind to us, that feeling of life is unfair and I haven't, other people have gotten more and, you know, I'm not appreciated enough, that completely disappears. It's like a heavy weight being taken off your back. And you see that in actual fact, you've been the recipient of unbelievable kindness in our lives, you know. It's just amazing. So, you know, we often get stuck on the thing, well, they don't, other people don't intend to be kind to me. You know, the people who put in the fiber optics didn't intend to be kind to me. They were just doing their job so they could get some money. You know, why they did their job is not the issue. The fact is that they did it, and we have fiber optics, and that gives us so much ease with all the work we do. And if they hadn't had done that, you know, we would have been, yeah, back in the Stone Age with the receptor on Mount Hoodoo, yeah. Or even before, really, in the Stone Age with typewriters. Can you imagine? You know, if it weren't for all the people who made computers. I don't know how I ever got through college without a computer. You know, it's, yeah, I think that's one of the 10 marvels of the universe. That any of us actually, you know, even finished high school without computers. So, you know, when you think that all these people are doing so much work and we don't even know that them to say thank you, and yet we benefit extraordinarily from what strangers have done, not to mention the kindness of family and friends. And then even the kindness of the people who harm us, because due to their actions, they challenge us, they push us out of our complacency. And as Dharma practitioners, that's what we want. We don't want to become complacent. So people who, you know, are not nice to us, who don't follow our rules of the universe, they're very kind to us in the sense of stimulating our Dharma practice. Yeah? Because they make us grow in ways we never would have grown otherwise. Okay, so when we really think about this, you know, it changes how we feel about strangers. It changes our relationship to the people who have harmed us in the past. And then our whole look on being a living being in this world changes. And so, you know, that it, I mean, it makes a huge difference, especially when you read the newspaper daily, you know. Then when you meditate and you see the kindness of all the beings, and, you know, think of the kindness in previous lives and the kindness that will be extended to us in future lives, then we know that the newspaper is not all there is. Yeah. And that there, you know, this thing of despair and disillusionment, hey, you know, there's an incredible amount of kindness in this world. Yeah. And you know, we saw it in effect even after the attack in Brussels last week. You know, how many people reached out, you know, to help people who were injured? Yeah, to go and make further arrests. You know, I mean, there's just so many incidents of people cooperating out of, you know, a wish to serve society and that we benefit from. So that's very important to think about that. Like I said, repeatedly and in depth. Yeah. And then the second point there is our yes but mind. Yes, they've been kind, but they've also harmed me. And, you know, let me take out my file. Actually, I don't need the file. I have it all memorized. I can tell you every harm I've received since day one. You know, I've never forgotten any of those. You know, my list of traumas, abuses, being ignored, being, you know, deprecated, all the unfair things that have been done to me. You know, I think I told you that when I did Vajrasattva retreat, you know, when I first met the Dharma, I realized I was still mad at my second grade teacher because she didn't let me be in the class play. You know, I'm Mrs. Dukaman, you know, I mean, I have that out. I haven't forgotten that, you know. So our mind comes up with these things. Yeah, and then we have to say, but if we take the amount of harm we've received from others from the amount of benefit we've received from them, there's no comparison. I mean, okay, she didn't let me be in the class play in second grade, but she taught me the whole year all the other subjects on the basis of which, you know, I'm able to read and write and do things now. Yeah, so there's no comparison. And even, you know, other people who have harmed us directly or indirectly, very often it's the same people who have helped us. And we see harm as they've been helping us all along, and then there was a bump in the road. So we remember the bump, but we don't remember all the smooth pavement. Yeah. So to really think, and then especially, the help we've received much more than the harm. And then the third point is, we're going to die before too long, so what is the use of holding a grudge against somebody who's harmed us? Yeah? So this is, you know, we've tackled the yes but mind in point two, that, you know, yes, they've been kind, but they've also harmed me. Well, you know, compare the harm to the benefit. Yeah. But they're, you know, still I'm hanging on to having received this harm. Don't you understand how traumatized I am? And, you know, and how, not just traumatized, how justified my hate and anger are. Yeah? My anger, my hatred, justified. Yeah? It's going to bring me happiness. And then you think, well, check that out. I'm going to die before too long. How much benefit is my anger and hatred and resentment and jealousy going to do for me? Yeah? Do I want to die with that kind of mind? Go out of this world with hatred and jealousy and like that? Well, if I don't want to die with that kind of mind tormenting me, I better drop it now, because we don't know when we're going to die. Yeah. So that point also very good for like, let go, just drop it. So of course we have to do these meditations and these points over and over and over again. But as we do and we really see, you know, what the Buddha's talking about, I mean, it makes total sense. Yeah. Then, you know, our mind begins to get reformed. And we, you know, then when we see people, that, I mean, this is how His Holiness, wherever He goes, He has friends. He sees friends. He sees kindness. Yeah. So even all these people who demonstrate outside His teachings, you know, even the Beijing government, yeah, on a personal level, He sees friendship. Now, on a political level, you have to deal with the politics. Yeah. But He doesn't get angry about any of that. So if He doesn't, why should we? So when you're doing this, these three points here, really look at whenever your mind says, yes, but. Actually, in any of the Lamrim meditations you do, when your mind says, yes, but, stop and say, but what? And let that reason come up. You know, if you don't look at what your reason is, you know, then you're never going to be able to really get rid of the emotion that's a response to it. So you have to let that reason come up and then look at that reason using, you know, your reasonable, clear-thinking mind to see if that reason is true or not true. Yeah? But if we don't look at the crazy reasons our afflicted mind gives, then we can't get rid of the afflictions themselves. Okay? That makes some sense? Yeah? Let me give an example. Yeah? So you're having some difficulty with a family member. Yeah? And you're really upset about the difficulty with the family member. And you look and, you know, well, you ask yourself, would I be upset if somebody else did that same behavior to me? Probably not. Maybe, but probably not. We're usually much more sensitive to things that family members say than things that strangers say to us. Yeah. Then you look, well, why am I more sensitive to that? And why, you know, is it so unbearable to me that a family member says this or that or the other thing to me? And then there's the thought, because families are supposed to have each other's backs. Families are supposed to be close. Families are supposed to help each other. Right? Isn't that what we all grew up thinking? Yeah, I was taught that. Then you stop. Okay, that's my yes but, you know. Because people should be close and people should help. Family members should help each other. And then you stop. Is that true? I say they should. Does that mean they will? Does that mean they have to? Why should they? You know, should has nothing to do with reality. They act the way they act. Yeah. Why am I holding on to this idea of how a family should be? It's a crazy idea. Whose family is like that anyway? Yeah? How many people do we know where the family members really take care of each other? All of the family members take care of each other. Maybe in Peter Pan's land. Yeah, I don't know. So then you say, oh, well, I'm holding on to something really unreasonable. So let's drop that should about how families should be. And let's just, you know, this is just how some person's acting. You know, what can I do about it? Yeah. Be polite, be kind, don't take it personally.